Hey, hi, this is Monty Guild from Guild Investment Management with a podcast for our outlook on 2018. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season and that the new year is starting off as well for you as it's starting off for the global investment markets, especially stocks and commodities. In the U.S. and abroad, emerging markets and even Europe is finally coming to its own. The U.S. tax bill passed. U.S. interest rates are rising, and all of these implications, while bad for bonds, are extremely good for stocks and the stock market in the U.S. and abroad. We've been bullish on stocks in the U.S. stock market for quite a while now, while many others have become bearish. We remain decidedly bullish based on economic fundamentals, which could not be better. Here are some of the themes for 2018 investment success in stocks. Tax cuts are going to be huge for high tax-paying industries. Some of those industries include regional banks, smaller domestic tech companies, all the transports, especially airlines and truckers, and mid-sized industrials. It's also good for technology companies that are small, not so much for the big ones who don't pay much taxes anyway. But here are the main trends that we would like to share with you and show you some investment opportunities where you can capitalize on them and make yourself and your family some money. We believe that the move from brick and mortar retail to online retail, both from the existing brick and mortar players and from new online entrants, will create more demand for aircraft, more demand for Federal Express, more demand for UPS, more demand for transportation via the major airlines. We remain bullish on two of the major airlines, Delta and United. Cloud-based services for data storage and access are going to continue to grow rapidly this year. The big providers are Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, Alibaba, IBM, and Oracle. All of them should benefit from increased market share in this sector. And as a whole, the cloud is taking storage away from the desktop and from the server in the office, so the cloud is an immense growth area going ahead. Infrastructure. Both political parties want to tackle the problem of deteriorating infrastructure in the U.S. We believe engineering construction companies are worth a look. Old line construction companies should probably be avoided. They make big projects like dams and ports. Those won't make any money in the near term. But the smaller suppliers of equipment for these industries all will benefit. Capital spending by big companies will have a major impact on the industrial company, makers of machines, machines tool, construction equipment, manufacturing equipment, and robots, big sectors of interest. Financial services will have to deepen their competence in digital currencies and blockchain, which will end up saving them a lot of money and create a lot of new demand for blockchain and digital currencies. Cryptocurrencies we'll go into in detail, and what I would suggest those of you listening to this while driving home or at your leisure, subscribe to our free market letter where we give stock market recommendations, where we talk about every week the sectors that are attractive, and where you will get insights into what's going on economically, socially, politically, and tax-wise around the investing world. In Asia, in Europe, in North America, in the emerging world, in Africa, throughout the world. Within emerging markets, we continue to like Asia very much. Japan, Korea, Thailand, Vietnam. We also like Brazil. And within Europe, we like the United Kingdom and Germany. Gold has been under pressure for a number of years and now is coming back. We think it will be a good but not great year in 2018 as the dollar falls and as inflation heats up to the 2.5%, even 3% plus range in the United States in 2018. I believe real GDP will be growing at 3.5% to 4%, 3.5% for the whole year and 4% by the end of 2018. When you add that to the inflation rate, you get GDP growth of 6.5% to 7.5%. That is very salutary for corporate profits. Corporate profits are what drive stock market prices. Stock market prices drive economic growth. Therefore, we believe demand for stocks will continue strong. We believe much of the money coming out of bonds, because interest rates are rising and bond prices are falling, will be going into stocks. And we believe that as long as interest rates don't rise too much, and as long as inflation doesn't rise too high, and as long as short-term interest rates do not exceed long-term interest rates, as long as there's no war in Korea, we will have an excellent stock market in 2018. Any of those previous events just mentioned would truncate the stock market and cause it to start to go down sometime during the year. We'll be doing these podcasts once a week, and we'll be doing our videos every week as well. You can go on our website, guildinvestment.com, www.guildinvestment.com. And we recommend that all of you look to our website, avail yourselves of our free information, look for our free information about stocks that are attractive, enjoy free financial plans and other services we offer to the community at large as a public service. We are in the business of investing our own money along with clients' money, and that is the way we perform for clients, by doing the same thing we are doing for ourselves. We don't ask anybody to eat cooking that we won't eat ourselves. Therefore, our goals are to make you money when it's easy to make and not lose you money when it's easy to lose. This makes for a happier 2018 for everybody. And this is what we hope to achieve for our clients, as we have since 1971. 47 years coming up this year in business. And we have a staff of people with hundreds of years of experience and personal touch. Our motto is service, integrity, and experience. We are a high-touch, high-service investment management firm. And we look forward to providing you with information you will need in the future. By the way, this last week we had some main points from our conference, from our letter, that I wanted to share with you. Our two big points were: Big Pharma gets ready for Plan B. Big Pharma will grow by acquisition this year, since they're not making as much money and can't raise prices as well, with both the Republican and Democratic Party disliking that. And at the Consumer Electronics Show this year, hardware strikes back. Technology hardware is gaining adherence, not just software is moving the economy forward on a more aggressive basis throughout the 2018 and the 21st century at large. We remain bullish on the U.S. stock market. We remain bullish on Europe, especially Britain and Germany, Holland and France. We remain bullish on Asia. I mentioned Vietnam, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and some other countries as well. We remain bullish on gold, thinking we'll go up to about $1,420 sometime this year. And we've done a lot of work on cryptocurrencies. That would be Bitcoin and the other digital currencies. If you'd like more information on that, hey, come on down to our website and get the free information. Once again, www.guildinvestment.com. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your ride home.